And good morning. It is 8:19. You're listening to Morning Edition on KASU. Joining me right now on the phone lines, U.S. Senator John Bozeman joins us here on KASU. Senator Bozeman, thanks for your time. We appreciate you so much.
Oh, thanks so much, as always, for having me.
And I'm News Director Jonathan Reeves of KASU. The first thing I want to do is yesterday I had a chance to be able to talk with a listener. And this listener submitted three really good questions that I wanted to start off with. And that's something that we encourage all listeners who want to submit questions. You can do that through our news tip line, or you can give me a call at 972-2807. That's 870-972-2807. Or you can go to our Facebook page at KASU Public Radio, and you can always submit questions on Facebook. So the first question that I have for you from this listener: why would the Republicans want to dismantle the Affordable Care Act and pull the rug out from millions of people on health care when Republicans have nothing to offer in place of the Affordable Care Act? That's something that's been a fear of a lot of people is what happens to all of those people?
Well, I think those people certainly are going to be taken care of. The Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, is going to be repealed. I think that was one of the main things that people ran on in the election. And a lot of people have great concern about the fact that their premiums have escalated so much in the past several years. And then also along that, many Arkansans have $5,000-$10,000 deductibles. That's not health insurance. That's catastrophic health insurance. So we can be, besides that, taking $700 billion out of Medicare. It's becoming much harder now to find a Medicare provider that will accept that insurance. And so we can solve or certainly attack our health care problems. We've spent $1 trillion. Many millions of people should be insured. And yet we can do that, I think, without spending $1 trillion, and then also without making it such that we ruin everybody else's health care. So the way that you do that is you get more into a free market system, more competition among the insurance companies, allowing to buy over state lines, allowing people like my barber to team with many other barbers, and go into the marketplace and get a good deal like major corporations. So there's a number of different ways, and those have been put forward. And so as we get rid of Obamacare, the people that are currently under the Affordable Care Act, and I'm one of them, I'm on Obamacare, like many other people throughout the country, those people won't be left in the lurch.
I think that there may be some people who are concerned that those people who are not able to get on, or maybe they were not able to afford the health care before, or maybe that when it was in the private system before the Affordable Care Act, and for one reason or another they couldn't get on. Now they are able to get on because of the provisions of the Affordable Care Act. And I think that there's some that are worried that if it goes back to a system that you're talking about, that they may not be able to get back on the affordable or on health care that they could afford.
Well, you have two different groups of people. You have people that had good insurance through their employer that once Obamacare came out, their employer dropped them and they were forced into Obamacare. Sadly for those people, premiums have risen dramatically. There's no competition in the system. 30% of the counties in America only have one insurance provider. And so for them, it's been a nightmare in the sense of premiums going up dramatically along with the deductibles. Now you have other people that have benefited, and those are the people that you're really talking about. So what I see is probably a block grant system where those dollars go to the state so that they can be divvied out and those people, taken care of. The needs in Arkansas are much different than the needs in Massachusetts or Nevada or whatever. We're a very rural state. Other states are more industrialized, bigger cities. So, again, I think that's the way you handle that is making it such that, people are helped. Certainly, we all agree that there's a number of people that are in that situation. Also, pre-existing conditions, that's a major thing that we have to take care of. The idea that you have insurance your whole life and you pay your premiums, and then the insurance company, once you get sick, cuts you off. Those are things that we need to maintain. But we can do this, as I said earlier, we can provide for people, and yet we don't have to ruin everybody else's health insurance. What happened was, instead of any real reform, we basically took the old system that wasn't working, and we just put a whole bunch more people into it. The people that didn't have insurance now are being paid for by the people that had it. And so, again, it's just not a good situation. There's nothing in it to control cost. I think the average increase nationwide, and this probably isn't exactly right, but it was in the mid-20% increase. So that's not sustainable, and so that's the reason that we need to make a change.
U.S. Senator John Bozeman joining us here on KASU. The second question from our listener: why are Republicans wanting to dismantle the Social Security system when it would be easy to fix the system by raising the income level of people paying into it? Plus, the government could also pay back what they borrowed from the Social Security Trust Fund. How would you answer that?
Well, I think the question I would ask is, why is the caller, basically putting out false information, in the sense that certainly I've never said that the Social Security system needs to be dismantled. In fact, really just the opposite. Being an optometrist and eye doctor, dealing with many elderly patients through the years before I came to Congress, I understand how important that system is. It needs to be protected. It needs to be preserved for future generations. And certainly anyone that's in the system now, anybody that's in a situation where they're anywhere near retirement, is not going to be affected. Sadly, my children and grandchildren, if we go at under the current situation that we have, the dollars simply aren't going to be there. Not because the government has utilized that, paying all of the money back to the trust fund and everything else. You just have a situation where we have going to have an elderly population, and with very few workers to support it. And so that's a discussion that's going to need to be had by Congress, Democrats, Republicans working together. It's going to take presidential leadership, the House and the Senate. Most importantly, it's going to need the people of America to buy into a change, so that, again, my children and grandchildren will have the same good system that we've had for those that are currently on it.
And the third question that he had was, what are your thoughts on Citizens United and getting dark money out of politics?
Well, the Supreme Court has ruled on that, and they've said that that you have a situation where entities can band together and contribute and fight for the things that they believe in. And so the reality is that when you look at those kind of dollars flowing into the system, when you look at the utilization by Republicans and Democrats, Democrats have actually used that as much or more than Republicans. So it's balanced out. So, it's the system that we have, and I actually think that it's working fine. And because the federal government is so far-reaching, and through the regulatory process and everything else, individuals do have the right, again, to band together and fight for things that they believe very strongly in.
I do want to thank that listener, and if you as a listener would like to be able to submit questions, if you know that we're going to be talking with Senator Bozeman or Congressman Crawford or Senator Cotton, please feel free to be able to give us a call on that tip line at 870-972-2807, or you can go to our Facebook page at KASU Public Radio. So we do thank that listener for those questions.
Yeah, and I would just echo that. I think it's so important that that questions are brought out, and these are things that are on people's minds. And so I think that's the great thing about your program is that we have good discussions about these things, and so I would applaud the fact that that you are involving the audience and making it such that the things that we talk about are so very relevant.
Thank you. One of the things I wanted to ask you about Senator Bozeman is the nominations process continue for Trump's cabinet, for President-elect Trump's cabinet. Of course, that's been in the news a lot. Kind of your thoughts on some of the picks. I know one that people have been talking about is, of course, Ben Carson for the Secretary of the Housing and Urban Development and others. Kind of your thoughts on the process and how that's going so far.
I've been really pleased. I think that he's working hard to really talk to a variety of different people, not only within the Republican Party, but also Democrats, people also that aren't really political people. They're just sound business people. So I think he's going about that in the right way, and there doesn't really seem to be any rhyme or reason to his picks. I think he really is trying to get the most qualified people that he can around him. And then also people with just good common sense. So he's a guy that really breaks the mold a little bit in the sense of sometimes not doing things in conventional ways. I think that's great. I think it's fine. And I think that's really what the American people in voting for him really want is somebody that says, you know, hey, just because it's been done some, you know, in a certain way for the last 50 years or whatever, that's not necessarily the best way to do it. So I hope that he continues to assemble a very strong cabinet of independent thinkers, you know, people that will challenge him in the sense that almost like operating like the chairman of the board, where you've got good people around you. To be president of the United States, there's no way that you can know everything about everything. And certainly, you know, we saw President Obama come in and you know, his qualifications as far as whatever, you know, I think would be such that he had to depend on people around him, you know, to fill in the gaps. And that's really what every president has to do. And I think that President-elect Trump is really working hard to get good people around him. That's really the key to success, and he has been a successful business, and that's how all of us are successful, is by hiring good people to actually get the job done.
I saw a report this morning that there are about 9 people that are being vetted right now for the Secretary of State's position. You know, you have names like Rudy Giuliani, yeah, and John Bolton.
It's very diverse.
Yeah, very diverse. Mitt Romney. And I think that last name I just put on there, Mitt Romney, had a lot of people scratching their heads as to why he would be someone to be considered for Secretary of State. Has that kind of, what do you think about that, Mitt Romney for Secretary of State?
Well, Mitt Romney was a guy that really criticized the president-elect in a very personal way. And so I think it is good in the sense that he is considering, in the sense that, you know, he's willing to overcome that. It shows that he really does want good people around him, and understands that in the heat of battle, things are said. I think he likes him because he's been a problem solver. Everything that he's gotten involved with, he's done successfully. I think everyone agrees that he's a smart guy and somebody that you know, has been a successful person. So those are the kind of people that you want around him. Now, I don't think any of us know who he's going to pick, but the fact that he's taking his time, the fact that he is interviewing a variety of different people with you know, very different slants on how we need to run foreign policy, I think that's a good thing.
I've just got about 10 seconds. Who would you like to see for Secretary of State?
I really, right now, I'm not going to, you know, that's going to be his choice. You know, being president's tough. He's the one that's got to make those hard choices. But I do think, and I think people are really working hard to give the president-elect a chance and, make it such that we can all come together now and solve the problems that we've got in our nation.
Senator Bozeman, thank you for your time. Appreciate you very much.
Thank you so much for having us, as always.